This recording of a channeling session is intended for your personal use only and is protected by copyright. Please do not duplicate it for any commercial means, and please do not post it to any website. Feel free to post a link back to it on www.josiah.com. Thank you.
Once again, allow us to express our greetings and our gratitude to the rest of you, and to remind you that there continues to exist an opportunity for you to be involved in what we have referred to as that silent communication, or that telepathic interaction and exchange of information that you can accomplish by altering your consciousness and entering into what we refer to as a meditative state. And once again, you will find it quite easy for you to go to your consciousness. You have but to close your eyes, and they express the intent, and that opportunity most certainly exists by the rest of you. And once again, the choice to do so is yours, absolutely. Why, we would encourage you to, in every case, that it is an absolute must that you become involved in that type of an interaction. Your choice, absolutely. Now, this reality that you experience in your so-called awakened consciousness state is an illusionary reality that's a validation and a reflection of beliefs and belief systems that you hold. Beliefs that are individual, societal, in what we refer to as human consciousness belief systems, all interacting with each other and combining to create this total belief system that is the reflection of and the catalyst, if you wish, this reality that you create and experience in your day-to-day activities in your awakened consciousness state. It's really quite simple. And yet when you attempt to apply it, it can seem to be very difficult. Seem to be difficult because, once again, you choose to make it seem to be difficult. You choose to put in place that electromagnetic type of veil that limits your comprehension of the reality creation process that you are here, that you're involved in. The reality you experience is a validation of beliefs and belief systems, and it is indeed a reality that that spark of consciousness that you are gives to your awakened consciousness state, because it's what you truly desire. That becomes difficult for many to accept, to grasp that understanding of the statement that you desire, particularly if it's a reality that you find less than desirable in your awakened consciousness state, or a reality that you may even find desirable but wonder sometimes what you did to deserve such a reality. Why is it that you are involved in this fantastic experiences while others have had such a difficult time at attempting to accomplish and experience the same reality? We like to use two examples, which we have done in the past, in attempting to give you some indication or attempting to give you some type of an explanation of this reality creation process. For some, when one attempts to create abundance, it can be very difficult, and for others it seemingly has no difficulty at all. Now understand as well that abundance has different meanings to each individual. What one may look upon and perceive as abundance, for another it may look upon as being extravagant, and for another it may look upon as being beyond what they are capable of achieving and what they would really even expect to desire. And so abundance means different things to different entities in your awakened consciousness stack. And so it's whatever you perceive to be as abundance. Now, what it is that you desire, abundance, and what it would be like if you had the abundance that you desire. And for some they have that abundance, but for others it seems to be something that's very difficult to achieve. And so you utilize and you imagine what it would be like to have that abundance. But then we come to the difficult aspect of this creation process from the conscious state, and that is the expectation. For the individual who are creating abundance is not difficult at all. They expect that creation will occur. They expect to have the abundance. And as a result of that expectation, they begin to make the correct choices and decisions. They have the right attitudes. They have the right beliefs and the right feelings. They like who they are. They expect that to come into their reality. They have the expectation that the abundance will be there. It's not difficult for them. They own that particular aspect of their creation process. They understand that it's not difficult to create abundance, and so therefore they expect it. And as a result of that expectation, the reality they experience validates what it is that they desire and what it is that they believe. They believe that abundance is not a difficult accomplishment in this so-called awakened consciousness state. To have the abundance that validates what it is that they desire in their imagination, it comes into their expectation and they have it. They make the right choices and decisions. They once again have the right feelings and emotions surrounding that particular element of their creation process, and they have it. It is there. It's not difficult for them at all. And yet, for some entities, using exactly the same creation process, what it would be like to have this abundance, and they imagine what it would be like. But then when it comes to the expectation, oh, but abundance is difficult. Abundance is difficult to achieve and to have. Perhaps they feel they're not worthy of that abundance. Or even if they believe that they're worthy, they don't have the necessary elements to create that abundance. I can't do this or I can't do that. And so consequently, they make choices and decisions based upon the emotions and feelings of that particular attitude that's a reflection of the belief that their expectations are that they cannot achieve the abundance. And guess what? The reality they experience is a reflection of the belief they hold. And so abundance becomes a very difficult element for them to accomplish and to achieve in their creation process. Difficult for them to experience in their awakened consciousness that. Different beliefs, creating in exactly the same way, bringing about absolutely different and opposite results that validate absolutely different and opposite beliefs. The beliefs perceive your reality without exception. And then we can have other entities who are having absolutely no difficulty in this abundance. This abundance issue, that's not a problem. They don't even worry about it. They expect it to be there. It's not a problem to create abundance. And even if their reality changes to such that they may be uprooted and taken away from where it is that they're comfortable and they're put into a different situation, the abundance still is not a problem. They still hold that expectation that they can create it, they can have that. That's not a problem to create abundance. Ah, but relationships. Perhaps they have a difficult time in achieving and maintaining and sustaining relationships. Because you see, abundance is really easy. Abundance is just this thing that if you follow certain steps and you make the right choices and decisions, then you will have the abundance. They expect it, that's easy. But relationships are now, those are real. You see, relationships require that they have to do certain things and make certain choices and decisions that they're really maybe not all that comfortable with. Relationships may require certain commitments. Commitments that, ironically, they have absolutely no difficulty in making when they're into this creation of the abundance situation, but the relationships are real. They don't really have the expectation that they can become involved in and sustain a relationship, and so it's real, and so it's difficult. And so they have the expectation that it's going to be difficult, and as a result of that expectation, they begin to make the choices and the decisions and the thoughts, to hold the thoughts and feelings that indeed influence their relationships that they're involved in, and they may even go to the point where they sabotage those relationships. Because you see, it's real and it's difficult to sustain. And they're very deft, their beliefs and belief systems. And relationships are hard. And yet we can go to the exact opposite end of the spectrum. And we can have those entities who have the difficulty in creating the abundance. Because you see, that's difficult. Now money, that's real. Now money is really difficult to come upon. Money requires certain sacrifices. Money is a very, very real aspect. Money is the circulation that you use to communicate with other entities. Money can give you certain positions of prestige. Money is difficult. But relationships. Relationships. Nothing to a relationship. I mean, you know, you get involved in a relationship and you understand that you make the right choices and decisions and you hold the right attitudes and indeed you hold the right feelings. Relationships are easy. You simply understand that in a relationship there are certain elements that you follow, and if you follow those elements, you follow the steps, you make the right choices and decisions, then relationships are easy to sustain. And so here we have two entities, one who has absolutely no problem with creating abundance, but has all types of problems with relationships, because that's what they expect will be the outcome of the choices and their decisions. That's what they believe they will experience. That's what they believe it's like to exist in your awakened consciousness state, versus the entity who has exactly the opposite effects in terms of their relationships and their achieving of abundance, because they believe exactly the opposite. They hold opposite expectations. And as a result, they do indeed have exactly the opposite result. One achieves abundance without any problem at all, but has difficulty in sustaining and maintaining relationships. The other, relationships are very easy. They're the type of entity that seems to have absolutely no trouble interacting with other entities, and yet have all types of problems with abundance. And then, of course, there are those who have no problems with either, because of their expectations. And there are those who have problems with both, because of their expectations, because of what it is that they believe. Their attitudes, which influence their choices and decisions, which are influenced by what it is that they think and what it is that they feel. And once again, as we enter into this new age and new energy, your thoughts and feelings, your choices and decisions can influence your reality in a manner that has been very difficult to accomplish in your so-called past. Consciously influence your capacity to create your reality. Conversely, if you hold the belief that you don't deserve if you hold the belief that you don't expect it possible, then as well the expectation will have more validity in your so-called new age and new energy than what it has had in your past. Dwell upon that thought for a moment. Your expectation will have more validity in this new age and the new energy than what it has in your so-called past. The reality you experience is a reflection of the belief you hold. Expectation is a belief. Expectation is based many times on what one feels about who and what they truly are. Do you like who you are? Do you do the things that project to other people what your choice of principles are? You don't choose principles and apply the principles to influence others. You apply the principles to become the person that you desire to be so that you can like who you are. Because when you like who you are, others will like you as well. Even though they don't necessarily agree with all of your principles, yes, you can look at other individuals and say, well, I don't agree with this and this and this, but you know, I really like them. They're nice people. I like to be with them. I like their energy. Because they like who they are. Like who you are. Love yourself consciously. When you love yourself consciously, other entities begin to love you as well. And you can give love to others. It's very difficult to give away something that you don't possess. If you don't possess love for yourself, it's very difficult to give love to another. If you don't understand what love is and what the steps that are necessary to express love to another, then it's very difficult. It's very difficult to give that entity love or to give another entity love. It's even more difficult to give it to yourself if you don't understand what it takes to love who you are. Do the things that bring joy. Do the things that allow you to experience security and trust. Give to yourself without any conditions. And when you give to another, do it without conditions. There's nothing wrong with giving to someone and putting a condition upon it. Just understand that what that is a contract. Nothing wrong with a contract. But when you give to someone as an expression of love, there are no conditions. There are no conditions. And it doesn't necessarily mean that you can't be in love with someone or have loving exchanges with someone and yet still give a gift with a condition and form a contract. But you do certain things to express the love and to let another know that you love them and for another to express that love to the act of you, and that is to give at times without conditions as an expression of love, to allow the other to feel those feelings of joy and those feelings of being intimate, those feelings of knowing, those feelings of acceptance of one another without the contract, without the conditions. Love who you are. When you love who you are, your expectations will rise. When you have the expectation, then the creation of the reality becomes much more easy for you to experience, for you to accomplish from a conscious state. And as we have suggested as well many times, be aware that when you begin to love yourself consciously and when you begin to have that capacity to understand the creation process and you begin to experience the creation process, many times what you thought was a very desirable experience to create suddenly does not seem to be as desirable anymore. Relationships that you may have been involved in don't seem to be as desirable as what they once were. Because you have changed beliefs and belief systems in your expectation. which you once thought was necessary to experience abundance may change entirely when you realize that abundance is available at whatever level you desire it. An interesting concept, but one that you can grasp when you begin to understand what the expression of love and self-love is, and the expectation that results from those expressions and that understanding. It's not rocket science. It's really quite simple. Like who you are. Love yourself consciously. Pay attention to the spontaneous attitudes that give you indications and glimpses into what it is that you truly believe, so that you can make the right choices and decisions, hold the proper thoughts and feelings to alter the beliefs and belief systems, and as a result, alter the reality. Or, should you choose to sustain, you can intensify and sustain the existing reality. Your choice. It's always your choice. Each experience that you have is a result of your choices, your beliefs, your belief systems, and what it is that you desire, and a difficult one to have in your awake consciousness state, the expectation. You are all that is. You create your reality and you cannot fail. If you can grasp that simple concept, then the rest becomes much easier. You begin to understand that the reality you experience is created from a position of absolute unconditional love, and that's who and what you truly are. You are all that is. Now, if you have any questions, we would attempt to answer them for you.
Okay. We've talked on this before, but why is it that we're always searching. We make things so difficult. You know, we analyze, we're always trying to figure things out. I guess we're searching. I don't know how to word it, but we make things hard for ourselves, I guess. Simple.
Pay attention to what it was that we just expressed.
Yeah.
It's only hard because one chooses for it to be hard. You search because one searches. We've often suggested many times that your spirituality is not something that you can lose. It's not something you have to find. It's like an individual takes their right hand and puts it behind their back and says, I wonder where my hand went to. And you can walk around your whole life looking for your right hand because you've got it tied behind your back. And yet it's there. You can't lose it. You cannot be separated from your spirituality. It's who and what you truly are. If you go with inside, and it takes a conscious effort to go with inside, it's not something where I think maybe I'll do that next week. Or I might try that. Well, it didn't work, so I'm not going to do it again. It can be done in one time, if you wish. But you see, entities existing in your awakened consciousness that like to believe in this concept of time and space. And so if it's harder to do, it has more value. If it takes a longer time, then it's more real. And so you like this practicing, you like the limitations, because it makes it more real, and that's why you exist in this vibrational level in the first place, is to experience realities that appear to be beyond your control. And so you make it more difficult, and you make it more real. And so, going with inside, if you're only going to think, well, I'm going to try that next week, or I'm going to try it, you know, maybe a month from now, or if I could just find the right class to attend that could teach me how to do that, or I can just find the right book that if I read that book it will give me the information and I don't have to go with inside, then it becomes very difficult. It becomes very difficult because of the choices that you make, the thoughts and feelings that influence the choices and decisions. If you choose not to go with inside, there's nothing wrong with that. We're not suggesting that you must do that or that in any way it's important other than you may feel that it's important. You don't have to go with inside if you don't wish to do that. You don't have to make this connection if you don't wish to do that. We have suggested many times, you cannot fail. This is a no-fail situation that you're involved in. It's not that you must be involved and you must go with inside and you must do all of these methods or techniques. Absolutely not. If you don't want to, that's fine. Who is the more enlightened? The entity who sits on the sidewalk because he's homeless and has nothing to eat and who is creating this really difficult, terrible reality from exactly the same position as the entity who seemingly has all of the abundance and all of the relationships and everything seems to be going well. Which one is the most successful in experiencing the intense range of emotions and feelings for which you came into this particular vibrational level for in the first place? Who is the most liberated? Who is indeed the most enlightened? So you don't have to make the search. You don't have to believe. You don't have to feel that somehow, if I don't do this, I'm not going to have this joyous life. Absolutely not. The reality you experience is a validation of the beliefs you hold. You get what it is that you desire. If you desire that it's going to be a very difficult journey and it's very difficult to achieve and you continuously search for something that you can't be lost from, then indeed that's your choice. It's not right or wrong. It's not good or bad. It's not something you should or should not do. It's what you do and it's fine. There's nothing wrong with it. You're not losing. You're not in any way any less than any other entity. You are all that is. Each and every entity existing not only in your vibrational level but in every vibrational level throughout all of creation is no more and no less than any other entity, including each of you. You're all that is. You create your reality that validates to your beliefs and belief systems. You cannot fail to come to that understanding. It's difficult because you choose to make it difficult. You search because you believe that somehow that searching will give you the answers. We've suggested many times you will not find the answers written in a book or by listening to entities like us who make this feeble attempt to tell you how you create your own reality, when you know far more about your reality creation process than we do. The answers are within inside. Like who you are. Love yourself consciously. Go within inside. Connect with that spark of consciousness that you are. And get an understanding, at least a glimpse, of the creation process and the limitlessness to each of you. And if you don't want to do that, that's fine. It's not wrong either. That's the hyphen here. It doesn't really matter. Your role that is, you create your reality and you cannot fail. If you're looking for a method or a technique, we cannot give that to you. Because you see, the method or the technique is not nearly as important as one's belief in the method or technique. We've used the analogy many times that it's like an entity runs down upon a shore and there's this vast open water that they feel they have to cross, and lined up along the shore are these multitude of vessels, and some entities run up and down the shore checking out the vessels, seeing which one would be the most seaworthy to take them upon their journey, upon this trip they're about to make. And they can't see where they're going. They have no idea how far the journey is. And so they continuously run up and down the shore, searching for the vessel that can give them the safe passage. And then there are other entities who simply come upon that shore and see the same vessels, select the first one because they believe that it has the capacity to give them safe passage on their journey, and away they go. And they were very successful. Because the irony of it is you don't need a vessel at all if you don't want it. You don't need a method or technique. And so the vessel, the method, the technique is not nearly as important as what one believes in the method or technique. What do you believe? Such a simple statement, and yet so difficult to grasp in your awakened consciousness state. It's only difficult because you choose to make it difficult. No one else makes it difficult. No one else puts up the roadblocks. No one else makes the choices or decisions. Your choice, your decision, your thoughts, your feelings, your reality, your beliefs, your expectations, not anyone else's. Each of you has your own. Each of you applies it. Each of you reaps the benefits of your application and your efforts. Each of you gets exactly what it is that you desire, without exception. Does that answer your question?
Yes, thank you.
I wanted to ask about, after a psychic told me of the half-hour incarnation, I remember that I woke up in dream time in her body from time to time. And while it seems quite natural when it happens, what I was wondering is, when my awareness becomes focused in her body, does she then become focused in mine? Or how does that work?
The difficult concept to grasp is that your consciousness and every other entity's consciousness exists within each and every atom of whatever it is that you perceive. We use the analogy that your consciousness exists within each and every atom of your entire universe. It's an illusion. It doesn't matter how big the illusion is, whether you want it to be your universe, whether you want it to be another million vibrational levels, it makes no difference. Your consciousness is a one, and yet it is separate. That's the difficulty in the explanation. Each contradicts the other. You are all that is, and consequently you are nothing. You exist in each and every experience and creation, not only in your vibrational level, which is the vibrational level that you choose to limit your ability to perceive how and what you truly are and how you create your reality, but all of creation. And therefore, you exist and are interconnected with every entity. You are all one, and yet you are all separate. And so, at times, there are certain entities who can perceive that for very short periods of time, perhaps, but nonetheless, can perceive, for example, to use something that you would be familiar with in your so-called conscious creation, in this worldly situation that you're involved in. There are entities who can, for perhaps only instances, perceive that they are part of a tree, for example. Perceive that they are part of the landscape, that they are actually involved in that particular element of your creation, that it is them that they are perceiving. It's difficult to maintain and to sustain that type of perception, but nonetheless, it's available to someone, it's available to each of you, should you but believe in your attempts to make that connection. And so when you're involved, particularly in your altered state of consciousness, and you are interacting with other entities, and you perceive that you are that entity, although in lucid dreaming or in meditation you understand the separation absolutely, and yet it appears that you are each other, it's because you are. Not just for that moment that you perceive, but all. You are all that is. You are all one. You exist in each and every atom of your entire universe. And then to give some type of understanding to your question, you exist throughout all of creation. It's all an illusion, and yet it is valid illusion. It's not like it doesn't have any validity or that it doesn't have any importance. Absolutely not. But you are all that is. You are connected to and part of as each and every other entity is connected to and are part of you. You are all one, and yet you are separate. To grasp that connection and to feel that you are one and the other is you is but a glimpse into that reality and what it really truly is, that you are one and yet you are separate. Does that answer your question?
Mm-hmm.
It's a difficult question to answer because we're trying to give to you an explanation that defies the utilization of the use of a language or the use of a vocabulary. And when you're involved in that situation, the emotions and feelings that you experience are much more real than what it is that we try to express to you once again through this use of a vocabulary. Does that make sense to you?
Mm-hmm, yes.
Well, now, once again, it has been a very enjoyable interaction, and once again, we would like to express our gratitude to each of you. We enjoy these interactions, for we have the opportunity to experience these emotions and feelings, particularly through our friend Elias, that are difficult for us to experience in our so-called vibrational level of creation process. And so we are grateful for the interaction and the opportunity. And we would like to remind each of you that should you choose to interact with us, you have but to express the intent, and we would welcome that opportunity. For we are not separated by time or space, but rather by a vibrational level. And so until the next time that you offer us the opportunity, we would bid each of you farewell with love and with peace. Mm.